This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Tell me if this is an instant turnoff for women. Imagine that you go in over to a guy's house for the first time, and he had a pet rabbit. A pet rabbit. Would you be into it, or would you instantly be like, "Yo, what's going on with this dude? Like, what's his deal?"
It's fun.
Because
yes,
iconic.
You love it. You love.
Oh yeah.
I've had two women now tell me that'd be the weirdest thing ever. They could go over to a guy's house and his pet of choice
is a rabbit.
Last night I'm like getting back into the idea of getting a dog again. Mm-hmm. In case you don't know, Oh my God, the best dog ever. Her name was Kiki. And if you listen to the show for a long time, you know that I loved Kiki. And so I've just been kind of poking around, you know, just kind of browsing a little bit to see who's available. And last night I was on Bark's website and all of a sudden I came across not a new dog, not a new cat, but I came across Cece. Okay. Now, Cece is a 10-month-old rabbit over at Bark's right now. And I sent you guys a picture.
Oh my gosh.
Cece is beautiful. She's a black rabbit. And I'm like,
oh, she's so cute.
Wow.
Oh my God. She looks like she could be on a billboard.
Right? She's beautiful.
And Cece is like a spiritual successor name to Kiki, I feel like.
That's wow. Almost what I was thinking. Like, because I had a Kiki and then I saw a Cece and I was like,
wait, she's so cute. What's wrong with rabbits?
Is this a sign? So I sent this to two of my female friends and they both literally sent back, and I can't say the exact phrasing that I asked Jess. I'm like, what's the equivalent of what one of my friends told me?
Literally turn off. And I don't know why you couldn't, like, what he was gonna say. I'm like, that's literally the last thing that you should be saying.
I can't say the exact phrase of what she said because it's inappropriate for the radio,
but the point that they were trying to get across is that having a rabbit in his home is a turn off.
So you don't think so? You think if you went and you met a guy and his pet of choice was a rabbit for you, what's your instant, like, thing that you think about that guy, Jess?
Immediately, I was like, oh my God, that's so fun.
Fun. You get fun vibes?
Yeah, I was like, that's fun. I feel like that's unique because I just feel like that would be an unexpected thing. Like, I feel like that's an unexpected thing to walk into. And you're like, oh my God, it's a bunny. Like, this is so flipping cute.
He's out of the box thinker. He's not your standard typical guy. That's the vibe you're getting.
That's what I thought. And I also wonder if do your friends have like beef with bunnies?
I don't know. There's maybe bunny trauma.
Maybe I think maybe where they're coming from is possibly like the smell. Maybe
they do kind of stink though, right?
So I think it's just a matter of like the cleanliness. And as long as you're on top, as long as you're on top of that, as long as I didn't walk in and it reeks in there, it would be gross. But if everything's cute and clean, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so cute.
It's probably comparable to like guinea pigs. My sister has guinea pigs and they're really not that stinky.
So Charlotte, like, you go on a date with a guy. Charlotte's single too. So you go on a date with a guy. He's like, hey, I got this pet. You got to meet her. Cece, she's a rabbit. Your initial reaction is what?
Green flag.
Green flag.
He's a caretaker. He cares for small animals. He doesn't need the obvious thing. He can get down with a little critter. I'd be rocking with it.
Not critter.
Down with a little critter. Okay, so do you agree with that? Is that like that's cool for you too? All right. Faith from Dundalk, good morning.
Good morning. I feel like I'm uniquely qualified to answer your question about the rabbit.
Why?
I own two of them.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Well, I would say you're a little biased, but go ahead.
I'm a little biased?
Yeah, so you're a little biased.
No. So when my boyfriend and I got together, we wanted a pet, but the apartment's kind of little. Like, it's not like tiny, but it's just a smaller end apartment.
Yeah.
And he hates cats.
Yeah. Mm.
Absolutely hates them. I love cats. He hates them.
Right.
So we got a bunny rabbit. Her name's Serenity.
Okay.
Aww.
She's a menace. She is the love of our lives, and we treat her just like we would like a human baby.
Right.
So I feel like if I went to a man's house and he owned a rabbit, instant turn on.
But you're a bunny person.
Well, I wasn't until I got one.
Right. So, but imagine if you before.
Yeah.
That,
can you think of yourself as like
not
pre-bunny
bunny person? That's what
pre-bunny.
I'm,
like, would
bunny
you walk in and like clearly be turned on, or would you be turned off by it?
Honestly, pre-bunny phase, if I walked in and saw a rabbit, honestly, I would just gush. I would just gush. I'd be like, oh, my God, can I pet your bunny?
Yeah.
Can I hold your bunny? So like, I would freak out.
Yeah, because I think it's something you, it's not the expected. You're thinking you're going to see a dog, a cat, or a fish, you know?
Okay.
And, like, if a bunny, if you walk into a bunny situation, you're like, oh, my God, this is so fun. And, like, I'm not even at, like, a petting zoo.
It's
like,
different.
This is
weird. Okay.
It's like an attraction almost.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, it's like an activity, I feel.
Okay, so for
yeah,
you,
I would definitely want to go to his house more often.
Whoa.
If I walked in and saw a guy with a bunny.
More
bunny.
Often. Okay,
then you're gonna
maybe.
Be. Then they're gonna start using you for your
for
bunny.
For the bunny. Okay, all right, we like that.
Yes. My name is Ian. I'm calling from Taverna Park. I'm 10, and my joke is: why is being an electrician easy?
Why is being an electrician easy? Let's get into this one.
It's time for Kid Jokes.
Kramer and Jess. Kid jokes.
I guess we just explained it, didn't we? That's how this one works, right?
It is a lot of fun. Your kids become the star of our show. They call in and tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them. The issue is, this is actually kind of not as easy as you might think. So we challenge you to try to follow along in the car.
So then why is an electrician easy then? Why is being an electrician easy? What would it be? Light, like I'm thinking like power.
Can you have him say it one more
like
time?
Why is being
I need to hear his delivery real quick. I need the clues.
Electrician easy. Why is it being an electrician?
Why is being an electrician easy?
Why is being an electrician easy?
Okay. I'm thinking like crap. I don't know. Easy.
Power, because you got power behind you, because you're powerful.
I'm thinking like wires, electric. Something.
Because you've got power behind you.
What does Ian say?
Because you got.
It's light work.
Light work.
Because you got light work.
That was good, Ian.
Yeah, we like it.
That was good.
855 Kid Joke. You got a funny kid in the car. You call us. You tell us.
My name's John Fillmore. I live in Bel-Air, Maryland. What is a tree's favorite drink?
What's a tree's favorite drink? Okay, ooh. Tree. You got leaves. You got.
Why
sap.
Do I? Obviously, I don't. I don't know. Like. Tea?
Okay,
you
tea.
Think?
You got loose leaf tea.
You know, I'm thinking loose, it's tea.
A loose leaf tea. What else would...
Why do I want to say Sprite? I know that's not the answer, but it's... I don't know.
Why would
know.
It be Sprite?
I don't know. I just, like, think it is.
Root beer.
Oh, a root beer.
Root
yeah.
beer. Oh,
okay.
Duh. It's oh, my God.
Beer.
Yes.
You
okay.
almost had it.
Kind of soda
right,
vibes. Root
right,
beer.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, right, John. Okay.
The right territory. 855 Kid Joke.
Hi, my name is Rosalie. I'm 8 years old, and I'm from Great Central Maryland, and this is my joke. What do astronauts use to buy coffee?
What do astronauts use to buy coffee?
Starbucks. Starbucks.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. What do astronauts use to buy coffee?
What
Starbucks.
Did she say?
They just would they
Starbucks.
Yeah.
There you go. Easy peasy today. 855 Kid Joke. If you got a funny kid in the car, come on, get on the radio with us. What you got?
My name is Brinley. I'm 11 and I'm from Nottingham, Maryland. And my joke is, why did a square become a circle?
Ooh.
Why did a square become a circle? What happened?
It cut corners.
It cut corners.
Oh, because it cut corners. And that's why.
That was
why.
Good, Finley.
Which one of your favorite childhood products would you want to make a comeback? 55% of people in Maryland, by the way, say that they have got a product they can think of off the top of their head right now. Not only would they want to come back, but 2 in 3 of us say we would pay way extra for this product to come back. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, okay, what is that product then that not only would you want to come back, mm-hmm. but you would pay like big dollars for? And maybe like, what's that? What's the price tag you put on it then? Okay. So like, what is it? What is it for you, Jessica?
The pasta Napolitana at Cheesecake Factory.
We can't talk about that anymore. First of all, that's not a childhood favorite. Is it that old?
I don't know.
You gotta get over it. You gotta get over that basic spaghetti dish.
It's not basic spaghetti. It's like literally not.
Okay.
But something else.
Yeah.
But the Sidekick.
You love that thing.
I
huh?
loved that thing. And like, I don't know what it was about, like sliding something up and like having the keyboard and then sliding it down and talking, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I
what
don't know.
You, what would you pay
it's
for
in
one?
The it's in the Nelly and Kelly Rowland music video. Like, it's just so iconic to me.
What would you pay for it? Honestly, if they brought it back today, what's your top dollar amount for the Sidekick nowadays?
I don't know. I'd probably pay as much as like whatever it would cost to upgrade your iPhone, because I bet you they'd be more durable and they last longer, last to be forever. Honest.
I think an iPhone's what, like a grand now, $1,200?
Oh, God.
Would you pay a grand?
Payment plan for sure.
Charlotte, do you have something? One of your childhood, which, and by the way, we're talking about the 2/3 of people in Maryland would pay big bucks to have one of their favorite childhood items come back. So, like, what is that thing for you? What is it, Charlotte?
I want my Light Bright back.
Light Bright was good.
Like, that would be really fun to play with still.
What would you pay for it? Like a Light Bright to come back. What's the, because a Light Bright back in the day probably cost, I don't know, $20. So if they could bring Light Bright back,
yeah,
what would you pay for it nowadays?
I'd drop $200.
$200.
Yeah.
That's
like a collector's
thing.
Item or something.
Yeah.
There's big it money in nostalgia. Mm-hmm. I'll give you before I give you mine. This is what most Marylanders are saying they want to see come back and they'll pay top dollars for. Atari is a big one. Mm-hmm. Banana Nesquik is a hot item, surprisingly enough. Which, like, I was never, I remember it was there, but I didn't really, like.
I've never had that before.
Wasn't a big fan of. BlackBerry phones is a big one, which, again, I don't, we've come so far. It's the same thing when it comes to the Sidekick. Like, we've come so far. Do we really want to go back?
The Sidekick still had a screen. It had a bigger screen, and the buttons were bigger than the BlackBerry.
You got an iPhone, though. Like, why do you want to go back? That's all you people that want is this old technology.
It would just be adding to. Like, have you seen the pink razor they're coming out with?
Yeah, but why?
I don't know. Because I miss it. Because I miss it.
iPods are on this list too. People are like, I'll pay big dollar for an iPod.
I'm why like, do I miss my got... iPod? I miss my. I don't know what. I don't know why, but I miss my iPod. I do.
Surge Soda was massive for Maryland too. People say they really want Surge to come back, and they'll pay like massive dollar. For me, you know what I want is. Does anybody remember this? And this is such a niche thing. Do you remember the So Delicious fruit snacks?
No.
Nobody remembers this. You guys probably won't because you were really little for this. Does anybody remember So Delicious fruit snacks? They were basically like fruit snacks, but they were like soda flavored.
Oh, God.
I would literally, if what? Somebody, yeah, it was so unhealthy. Bro, we were so unhealthy back in the day.
That's
it
so
was
funny.
Like soda flavored. I would literally, if somebody found this for me, I'd drop $100.
Well, they still do the Coca-Cola like gummy bear.
Yeah, I know.
Did it taste similar?
Yeah, but these were supposed to like not be terrible for you, but they still kind of
were,
you know? Yeah.
They look fun.
$100, $100. Now, no doubt.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you were going to go on a date with a radio person and they showed up in the radio station van for your date, what would your impression be of that?
Man.
Dude, y'all going to die over this one. Y'all going to die over this situation right now.
Is that the car that has our show logo on it?
Oh, yeah. It's.
I don't want to be a part of that.
I'm in quite a bind right now. I'm having car problems and it's gonna be another week until they get the part in.
Yeah.
And so I've been hijacking the radio station vehicle to drive while my car is being worked on. Typically wouldn't be a big deal. I don't really do a lot of stuff, y'all. Home, back, home. Like,
yeah,
that's
it's
it,
like,
right?
It's like, that's like station signage. There you go.
Y'all, I have not been on a date in so friggin' long. It's crazy. But of course, of all times, that I finally get back into the quote-unquote dating world.
Yeah.
It's when I don't have a car, right?
Uh-huh.
So the place that we're going on Saturday, me and this young lady, who we've never been out exclusively just me and her one-on-one, right? Like, uh-huh. And she doesn't know me from the radio world, really, at all. Like, she doesn't know me as like Kramer. So...
I mean, good, but then you're going to pick her up in the station vehicle?
The spot that we're going is like...
In public?
It's like my house, and it's then outside. It's her. It's like she, like her place is on the way to the restaurant that we're going to.
Yeah.
So
she's going to sit in there? Don't, dude. I hate this so much. In a station... Okay, and I have to paint the picture for a lot of people. Like, you guys have to understand, like, a station vehicle, like, there is equipment in there. Yeah. There's a tent in there. There's a speaker in there. It's just like... It's not it.
No.
It's not it.
So my fear is, and this hasn't happened yet, but I'm just kind of waiting for it to be, oh, it's on the way. Just pick me up on the way to dinner. No big deal. And I'm like, actually, it's a massive deal.
Yeah.
Because you don't really know my radio life, and I'm going to roll in there with the station car
Kramer, with
my name on the side.
I don't want to be a part of that. Like, I don't want to be associated.
This is like the equivalent of like being... Shaggy and rolling up in the mystery machine for your date.
It
like,
feels gross.
It's, and you have to understand the name is like right under the like in
our
window.
Our logo, our like our morning show, both of our names are on there.
Yeah. Oh, you're in this too, unfortunately.
I don't want to be a part of it. Okay. Can I vote no?
Is there any woman that would be impressed by that?
Ew.
I'm just wondering.
Are you doing it on purpose?
No, I swear, not on
that,
purpose.
Do not make me part of this whole pimping out situation. I will not be a part of that. Absolutely not.
For you to lure
women into this vehicle. I will not stand for that. Do not use the show to get dates.
I'm not doing it because of that, but I'm just wondering, like, if I roll up and, like, she sees me and she's like, I know he's on the radio, but, like, I roll up and I'm like, boom, like, I'm here.
It's giving 2009.
If I didn't know you, I fear that would work on me, unfortunately.
You would like it?
Because I'd be like, okay, he's clearly employed. he probably has health insurance.
Yo, I BS you not. Like, this is something I've really got to consider. So, like, is there any even if I explain the situation and I'm like, hey, I can pick you up, but, like, I just got to warn you, my car's in the shop, so I'm in the radio station.
You can only sit in the passenger seat. And if you look behind you, that's a tent that's kind of pushing up behind the chair that you're sitting on.
So do I just have to Uber then?
Ignore the zip ties in the car middle part.
There's got to be somebody. Somebody be impressed by that. Right? Somebody, anybody? Let's talk to Hendrix.
Hey, Hendrix. Please save me. Can you help me, please?
It's not that bad.
Oh, Jess, I am not on your side this time.
Come on, tell her. It's kind of cool, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, you have to go in your work van, and you have to tell her, like, hey, I'm going to pick you up in my work van, but don't tell her it's the radio van, and then just show up with your name on the side of the van.
You guys, this is so gross.
And wait, Hendrix, like, what would that mean? Like, imagine somebody showed up for a date with you and they were driving the radio station vehicle. Like, what's the first thing that would go through your head?
I'd be like, oh my God, that's so cool.
But so you, cool,
but
Jess.
Hendrix, but do you think you only feel that way because you... Like, you've been a longtime listener of the show. Like, we love you so much. And we've actually almost, like, developed this relationship with you.
Right, we're friends.
Do you think you feel that way because of how we feel about you and you feel about us? Or do you think...
I feel like it is such a big part of your life that you can't really hide. And I feel like you might as well just go out with a bang the first date and be like, by the way, I'm a radio personality. Then be, like, 5 dates down and be like... Oh, by the way, I am a radio personality and a lot of people in Baltimore know who I am.
And by the way, my name's on the car for that reason.
I can't stand this one bit.
I can see the cringe, but I can also see the cool. Maybe she would love it. This could be my soulmate. I don't know. It's a good point.
I'm just saying, if somebody rolled up at my house to pick me up in that van, I'd be very impressed.
See? Thank you, Hendrix. This is what I'm talking about. So Jess is giving me terrible advice this morning. Thank you
so much.
Absolutely.
You should do it.
Melissa in Baltimore, just imagine... The Krames rolls up.
Oh, I hate it even more.
in the Krames Mobile. Is it impressive?
Okay, so you could use it to your advantage. Like, be honest, be upfront, tell her what's going on, okay? But then, like, act, like, real humble. Like, you're this humble person, even though you know, you're on the radio and you have a van that has your name on it.
I know, that's so gross.
Like, right, so couldn't I mean, is there a way for me to spin it to where it does work? So if I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing, like, oh, my name's on the car, hop in, like.
Just be honest. Because honesty is attractive.
So he should say that he's cheap. So he should say that he's too cheap to rent a car.
Pay for a rental car.
That would be the honesty.
Well, okay. I didn't even think of that. But you could just say, like, how great the people you work with, and they offer you the van, and, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You could talk it up. But, like,
so now you're starting this on a lie. Now you're lying to this woman.
It's an exaggeration. Maybe not.
No. What's dishonest? If you pick her up in an Uber?
Right, exactly. Then she's like, do you have a car? Like, what's happening? Hey, Melissa,
you're paying for money for the Uber and you don't want to pay money for the Uber.
But, I mean, we could split it probably. But, Melissa, God. I like...
No.
I like the way you think, though, Melissa. I like the way you think. There's got to be a loophole in here somewhere. I like that. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. See ya. Say what you just said. Repeat what you just said.
So
listen to what Jessica just said out of her mouth.
Please. Off air, Kramer literally said, "I'm not dramatic."
Yeah.
And my jaw dropped to the floor because you're literally the most dramatic person of all time. That it's hilarious that you literally said that.
So funny you say that. We're talking about Tobey or not Tobey and like what we do with it. It's this taste test segment that we do. And people are like, why doesn't Kramer ever taste the foods? And I say, well, I'm just not that dramatic. Like I my reaction wouldn't be as good as Jess's because Jess is a very dramatic person.
It's also your dietary restrictions and stuff is actually the real reason.
I got all these damn food restrictions. Anyway, but Jess is a really good reactor because she's very dramatic. And like Maya would just be like, it's okay. And Jess is like, when I said I'm just not as dramatic, like, floored that I said that.
I am floored.
Do you think that you're less dramatic than me? Honestly.
Truly? Like truly, truly in like seriousness? Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And like the seriousness of not just the show but in life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Call Tom and ask him.
Self-awareness.
Exactly.
Self-awareness.
Precisely.
I'll call Tom.
Call him. Oh, I can't wait. Ask him, be like, who's more dramatic, me or Jess?
Yeah, he'll tell us.
He might be afraid to tell you the truth.
No, he'll tell us.
I don't know if he will. He's listening and he's probably not going to answer his phone because he's scared.
I don't know why we can't. Okay, hang on. I'm going to call our boss. No, we'll call our boss. This is going to get me in trouble later, but we have Mariah Carey tickets in 1 second. Oh, no, I called the wrong number, but he just texted me. He just texted me. I don't know what he said, though. He probably said, don't call me.
Yeah, he said, I don't want to. He's probably saying, I don't want to get into this. He doesn't want to.
Tom? Oh, he hung up.
He doesn't want to talk to you about
this. He just texted and said, you are pretty dramatic.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's funny. You guys are both really unaware.
Text right here. Kramer claiming to not be that dramatic is the craziest thing that has happened this week.
That's really wild. You guys are... All of you guys need more self-awareness, but that's okay. That's all right. That's fine. If you want to live in your own weird universe, that's fine.
Yeah, because we're all DeLulu, but not you, right?
I'm like the least dramatic person on the planet. Oh. Honest to God.
So Mariah Carey is going to be at the CFG Bank Arena this Saturday. And we have your tickets all day today and tomorrow.
Call it 410-483-1065.
Literally being dramatic because you don't like what you're hearing right now. I love it.
I'm not being dramatic.
410-583-1065. Caller 10.
Be more self-aware.
Good luck.
It's Tom, our boss, is on the phone. Hi, Tom.
Hello. I couldn't answer the phone earlier. I'm in my fiance's car, and I literally couldn't figure out how to answer the phone in this damn thing.
It's
so.
Okay. Yeah, it's a young man's game. I understand answering the phones for the young people.
Time
for an HR meeting.
who is more dramatic between the two of us? Between Jess and myself? And you could be honest. Like, this conversation's kind of blowing my mind, to be honest with you.
Why is it blowing your mind, though?
Because to me, there's a very clear answer here.
You're literally being dramatic about being upset that people are calling you dramatic. I don't know what more proof that you need, my friend.
Just very clear answer.
Yeah, no, I think, how about this? I think both of you are dramatic in different ways. Jess
nice
is
job.
Like, no, I think Jess, like, no, let me finish. I think, like, you're lovably dramatic. Like, when you're dramatic on the air with the Bay or not the Bay. And like, all of the stuff. Like,
hang on. Jess, this is not going to go well.
Let the man
no,
finish.
This is not
let the man
you're
finish.
Lovably dramatic.
Stop talking over him.
Hateably
and then
dramatic.
Kramer. Yeah. Kramer's like, oh, my God. My God, I can't take vacation tomorrow. Oh, my God. You only want me to talk 2 minutes? Oh, my God, the humanity. I can't believe you're trying to control me.
He's been holding that in for a minute. Wow. Poor Tom. Poor Tom's out here. He's like, I've been waiting for this day. Give me the mic. Tom said, give me the mic.
Kramer's like, don't tell me I can only talk for 3 minutes. Oh, my God, don't limit me.
He said, hold on, let me call you back because I got a lot to get off my chest.
Tom said, I'm defying gravity today, baby. Mm-hmm. Keep this phone on. Wow. Oh, that's Tom, everybody. We got to cut Tom off, unfortunately.
Oh, you just hung up on our boss.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay, very Tom, nice. Everybody. Well, we decided Jess is the most dramatic, right? Is that what we decided this whole segment? All right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.